I want to quickly thank, Joe Shane, Malik Boyd, Kevin Megang, Jim Oberdorf. Those guys did a heck of a job for us. This thing happens fast, and all our pro scouts. Our pro scouts did a heck of a job. They start back in November, December, evaluating all these guys. And there's so many free agents. I can't watch them all. Joe can't watch them all. Even Malik can't watch them all. We got to split it up. It's a group effort. And we had, a week and a half of meetings back after the Senior Bowl going through these guys to help us set our table. You're kind of setting your own draft board for free agency. And it helped us, make the moves we did because it happens fast. And if you're not ready, you can jump on the wrong guy. So, again, before you guys got started, I just wanted to thank all those guys for what they did.
So, Brandon, the quarterback piece in its entirety, if you start with trading away Tyrod and then what you got for that, mm-hmm. and then the process that led to A.J. McCarron coming aboard and how you see moving up the whole picture there.
Yeah, well, first off, Tyrod, I really hope that's a great situation for him. I will root for Tyrod the rest of his career other than when he's playing the Bills. I think he's in a good spot. In my conversations with John Dorsey, they were super excited for what he was going to bring, and I thought it was important to put him, for us to be fair to him and put him in a spot that they were going to surround him with talent. So I just want to say publicly, thanks to Tyrod for his efforts here, and we wish him the best. Second question, Vic, was, A.J. McCarron, we did our homework on all these guys that were out there as free agents, and we looked in a lot of different areas, but we thought we took it slow. I know everybody was jumping on guys quick. I went with the more methodical, let's make the right decision, let's not get into chase mode. And I actually spoke to Hugh Jackson the night before we signed him, texted with two other coaches of his that I know, and the one word that they told me about AJ that got me fired up was competitor. And I love that. This guy has an edge to him. He's been backing up Andy Dalton, who's their franchise guy. He filled in, I believe, four games, should have won a playoff game, had an unfortunate fumble, but they were down 15-0, I believe, in the fourth, and he brought him back, made a big throw to A.J. Green. We watched every throw of his and what he did and thought he did some real good things, thought he's got upside, and that's what he'll do. He'll come in here. We got him and Nathan right now on the roster, and those two guys will compete, and, we'll see what else happens between now and that first game.
With all those quarterbacks flying off the board, the first day, was there some nervousness knowing that you targeted this guy? Was there a little bit of, you played it methodical and it worked out, but were you starting to wonder you might have made a mistake there?
No, because we put values on every player, and I reminded my guys that the night before this started over a text. I was basically reminding them to jump me if I start chasing someone. You'd be my checks and balances. And we've put values, ranges. Hey, this is probably where the floor he's going to be. This is the max we're willing to pay on this guy. And so, again, we talked, we looked, we researched the market. Sometimes you're calling on a guy that you think is going to be a similar value. You don't really want him for whatever reason, culture, what you're looking for your offense. But you call just to gauge the market, just to see where you're going to have to be on the guy you're targeting. So we did a lot of that. Again, we took the slow, methodical approach, and we had our reasons for that. And I'm thrilled with getting AJ here and excited for his opportunity to show what he can do.
Brandon, you said what else happens. We'll see what else happens before that game. And the big elephant in the room is the draft and how you set yourself up.
Yeah.
And the conventional, the prevailing wisdom has you guys possibly moving up further. What are your thoughts? What can you say about your thoughts approaching the draft when it comes to the quarterback position?
Well, again, it's the same as I've said all along. We've done our recon on all positions. We're still doing it. I've had to kind of, after Indy, refocus on free agency. So I kind of put a little, stiff-armed to the draft for a little bit. Now that we've spent our money, it's about 100% back on the draft for the most part. And again, I have yet, I think I told you guys in Indy, I've met them all. I have done that. But some of them for 15 minutes. So that's obviously not enough for me to, you know, even draft a guy at 12, or I know everyone, you know, assumes that we're going higher than 12. I don't know what we're doing. I honestly don't. We'll see. I'm still, we got like 6 weeks, I think, from yesterday when the draft. Over that time, I'm going to really get to know every player, not only the quarterbacks, of who we're going to consider.
How did you handle, if you did ask what you just talked about, the assumptions that a lot of us have about how you're going to approach the draft with QB, in your conversation with A.J. McCarron and the immediate label that he's getting as the bridge and so on and so forth? How is that handled in those discussions aside from the money?
Yeah, I mean, I know I heard that word yesterday. Everybody was talking about the bridge. I don't look at AJ as a bridge. I don't even – the bridge isn't in my vocabulary. This is a chance for AJ to come in and compete, and that's to showcase what he's got and compete. But nothing's being given here for any position that we have, and that's the way Sean and I believe it should be. But AJ's not – playing behind an established person. He was playing behind an established Andy Dalton there. So this is a different scenario for him. He felt like this was a good opportunity for him to come in and win a job. We felt like it was a good opportunity for him to come and showcase his talents. So that's where the marriage, so to speak, came.
Brandon, can you talk more specifically about the trade with Cincinnati to move up to 12, how that all came to pass and kind of philosophy and how you feel about where you're at in terms of draft assets?
Well, I never have enough assets. but, you know, listen, it was a win-win. You know, Deion played well for us last year. You know, Cordy had an unfortunate year, and that was Sean and I's limited exposure to him. You know, I'd seen him on tape, obviously, and he's a good player. Cincinnati let Whitworth go to – I mean, they didn't mean to, but he got paid in L.A., and I think they felt that they needed to shore up their left tackle spot. And so we started conversations, and, you know, it worked out. You know, we figured out the value. I set the value of, you know, it's going to take this to get him. And we worked it out, and they accepted it.
How much better do you feel about being at 12 and 22 as opposed to 21 and 22? I mean, that seems to put you in a much more favorable position to do what many – assume you're
going to
try and do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know everybody assumes we're going higher. I don't know that. But there are some players that are going to be at 12, whether it's quarterback or another position, that I know would not have fallen to 21. I'm excited about that. There's some guys that we were talking about right before we went to combine with our scouts, and I'm like, we're wasting our time with this guy. He ain't falling to 21. And, you know, we're going, this guy's a top 10, 12, 30, he ain't getting past 15. We're in the range for those guys, and that's not necessarily quarterback. So it at the end of the day, we're going to get a better player. That's a second-round value that you move from 21 to 12, and there's a reason for that. You're getting a player that should be, you know, a little bit of more value.
Hey, Brandon, it seemed pretty obvious about who you brought in. You brought back Kylie. You brought the two defensive linemen. That clearly you and Sean looked at the defense last year. You know, knew you needed some upgrades up front. Is that the process that you went through? Is that that's an area we have to get better in?
Yeah. I think you saw how we did in Carolina. We believe that's the way it worked. I want to be strong up front, and Sean does as well. And, you know, our staffs all understand what we're looking for. We're looking to protect on the offensive line and wreak havoc on the defensive line. And that was the moves with Starr in adding Trent Murphy.
Rand, can you give us an update, please? Mainly the two free agents, Preston Brown and EJ Gaines, but even anybody else if you want that's out there. There was a report that you guys had an offer for Preston and, you know, just seeing where that goes.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into too deep of what's offered and what's not, but, you know, we're still talking, you know, with a lot of guys, including them. We would love to have them back, but other than that, you know, I'd have to, until something's done, that's really, you know, where
just,
it's at.
Just to clarify, I'm sorry, what you said earlier, you said we spent our money. 100% back in the
No, I mean, we're very low on money. You know, there's a we can do some lower level things, but nothing that's going to hit the ticker.
Can you pinpoint close to where you're at? I mean, it's confusing to look at these websites. Where, roughly, what are you at as far as your salary cap?
Well, you know, we got to save money for the draft picks, and you know, I like to be conservative with the injury replacement cost. You know, when you get guys injured and starting in camp, and you know, through the year, you got to have money to replace those guys. So I like to hold a little nest egg back there. But you know, we've got a, you know, in my mind of free agency money, we got a little bit left, but it's not much.
Are you surprised at sort of how slow the free agent market has developed for some of your own guys? You got a lot of guys out there, mentioned too, but a bunch. Any surprises as how slow it's developed? And B, does that encourage the possibility that
Yeah, I mean, you never know. It's musical chairs for the teams and the free agents, really. You know, teams are nervous that, you know, the holes they got, that they're not going to get a guy in those seats. And, you know, the agents, when you talk to them, they're trying to see what's real and what's not. And there's a lot of you know, chess, so to speak, cat and mouse games that go on of people throwing out ranges, but maybe they're not really the range. That's why you got to put your value on them. But I don't want to get into whether I'm surprised or not, whether they are. I think at the end of the day, the people that are still out there haven't found the right fit for them. And you know, if it works out for them to come back here, great. If it doesn't, that's okay. You know,
big picture approach to what you've done in free agency. The defensive concentration, the D line concentration, especially. Would you walk through how you approached that, how you saw it when you set out into free agency, what you were looking to go after, and how you feel you've addressed those positions? If a little bit of a breakdown with the guys that you brought in.
I think what we definitely wanted to do was build it up front, and we there's other guys that we didn't get that we looked into, because sometimes you're doing a guy and at the last minute he re-signs with his own team, and so all right, he's off the market, or you're hearing from the agent, hey, it's going to be here, and we can't get there, that's not where our value is. So we did that at all positions. I mean, there are positions that we didn't feel that we would have liked to have filled, you know, quite honest, but we felt like we were getting into chase mode, or you know, or whatever reason, or the guy signed back with his team, or already had something going with another team that was too far down the road for us to get in. But again, I go back, we wanted to be strong up front, and I think we've taken another step. We're not there. We're still building it.
And it's not a negative for Jerry Hughes or Shaq Lawson that you've got Trent Murphy as part of this. You see it as one thing. Those two guys, no one should read into their.
No. No, I would love to have eight guys that were all Pro Bowlers on that front. You know, I know that's not really possible, but I believe in waves of those D-line, and Sean does as well, and that's the concept of these signings.
Hey, Brad, are you comfortable at wide receiver as you, like you said, you've kind of exhausted free agency, baby? Are you comfortable with what you got at receiver, a position we all thought was
right,
something you might address here in free agency?
Yeah, I mean, I never say I'm comfortable. So, again, I could walk out with the Pro Bowl roster and say I'm not comfortable. I'm always looking for ways for us to get better. 12 months, you know, all 12 months we're looking. So, you know, we'll continue to look a lot of areas, including wide receiver, of where, again, remember, we're always looking for what makes sense for fit and value. And we didn't find that. But we still have the draft. And, you know, there's other – if you remember – you know, that position specifically, a couple guys came open in May, you know, last year. You never know. You know, we'll still look to build a lot of spots, including wide receiver.
No matter what happens, like who you might wind up liking in your meetings as far as quarterbacks go, or who you might, looking ahead to the draft, is quarterback a position you would prefer address, you feel you need to address in the draft at this moment as you stand here? No matter who that guy might be?
You know, that's a complex question. I mean, listen, I'm looking for good football players. And if we find, you know, a quarterback that's a guy that we think is undeniably, you know, a franchise quarterback and he falls in our lap, yes, we'd take him. But if we, you know, we're sitting there at 12 and there's a guy that falls to us that we're like, wow, we thought this guy was going top five and he's a game changer, we'd be happy to take him too.
I guess, are you comfortable with just AJ and Nathan then, and at this point?
Well, you missed my last. You ain't going to hear me say I'm comfortable. So I'm always looking, John. That's really as deep as I could go. I mean, I'm any area at any time. You call me in July, I may be on vacation, but I ain't comfortable.
Brady, you're talking about guys falling to you, but you're obviously in position to make a move up. I mean, how much are you entertaining thoughts of that? It seems pretty clear to everyone that you put yourself in a very strong position to make that move. And is there a quarterback out there that you think would warrant that?
Well, again, I think Vic asked me the question earlier, was there's a few of these guys, speaking of quarterbacks, that I've only spent 15 minutes with. So I wouldn't even take them at 12 without spending more time, if that makes sense. So I'm not there yet. Free agency is about, you know, is pretty much done. I got 6 weeks left to figure that part out, which is where I'm at. I'm going to be methodical about it, and I know everybody's ready to race to the answer. I'm excited. I got 6 weeks. I'm looking forward to it, believe it or not.
Let's take two more questions, please.
Sure. Along those same lines, I mean, with only spending 15 minutes with some of these guys actually face to face, how long does it take, in your experience, to get comfortable with finding out who these people are and if they're right for you?
Well, it's limited experience, you know, back to when we did CAM, and I wasn't in this position. So a lot of what we did was I wasn't necessarily in everything, but I was, you know, hearing some of it. So I understood what we did. I was, you know, touching everything we did. But this is a first time through where I'm in every single piece of it. You know, I don't know. I think, you know, I'll visit with all the quarterbacks that, you know, most of the people that you guys know about that would be considered. And I'll make sure by the time I'm done visiting that I have a good enough feel if this person fits what we're looking for wherever in the draft.
On the offensive line, what went into keeping Richie around this season, and also what's the latest on Eric Wood?
You know, we're glad, you know, that Richie's he's still going to be here and come off a Pro Bowl year, and he'll bring some leadership for us. You know, with Wood's, you know, departure. Wood, we're still leaving him in that category, still on the roster. It's on my back burner right now still. That's pretty much where it's at, Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could that, could that last till June? I don't know if that carry till.
I don't have a timetable on it yet. I'm focused on the draft. Yep.